a little easier today. Get a quote and learn more about the Teen Safe Driver Program at AmFam.com. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its subsidiaries. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Jim Twitchell's a senior master technician at Ford, and once he starts talking brakes, there's no stopping it.
Brakes are the most important system on your car as far as I'm concerned. And when we do an inspection, we check the pads and shoes for thicknesses. We check
Motorcraft brake pads installed $99.95 or less. After $50 in mail-in rebates when you use the Ford Service credit card, just $49.95 or less. Taxes extra. Rebate by check subject to credit approval. Pads or shoes on most cars and light trucks. One axle. Excludes machining, rotors, or drums. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 531-13.
Spring is every gardener's favorite time of the year. But remember last summer's drought? Fortify your plants against another blistering summer by incorporating nutrient-rich compost into your soil. Compost promotes deep rooting, and because it holds six times its weight in water, you'll have less need to irrigate should a dry spell strike again. With locations in Missouri and Illinois, St. Louis Composting is stocked and ready to meet your springtime gardening needs. Visit the composting center closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com.
SunTrump would like to remind you that safety can be a beautiful thing. Right now, lease a 2013 Volvo S60 T5 Premier for only $298 a month for 24 months. Yep, safe never looks so good. It's a message from SunTrump, the St. Louis Volvo dealer. More than 200 Volvos in stock, two locations to serve you. West County Volvo in Manchester and SunTrump Volvo of O'Fallon, Missouri.
$26.99 due at signing, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. Mileage restrictions apply.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? Used JewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Bosch Appliances are ranked highest in customer satisfaction with dishwashers by J.D. Power and Associates. Find great deals on ultra-quiet Bosch dishwashers at your local Bosch dealer.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up.
Turn that volume up.
Got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
That's right, tough guy.
Vineyards on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. And we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of...
The trunk stretching exercise to strengthen the nut muscles.
And Wadoff needed that.
I did that over there.
See, I wouldn't have said that about an advertiser.
Oh.
You better hope he's not listening.
I hope not.
That he needs to strengthen his nut muscles. No. I would never have said that.
Well, can stretching.
Can you edit that?
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
But we could lose that business. We could lose his business if he hears that.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 29th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. There are three Good Feet Stores in the St. Louis area. And imitation is the greatest form of flattery. I love it that Dr. What's-His-Name with those gel things now has his version of what's supposed to sort of be like Good Feet. Sorry, not even close. We'll talk.
Hey!
Oh, man, I feel better every time this music starts. What do you say to a round of introductions? I get emails all the time. Well, here's one. Frank, I don't know much about radio, but I'm assuming there's some sort of control board or something with buttons or knobs on it that controls the sound that comes in and goes out.
Who operates that? Well, that would be Eon the Peon. He's our control board. I get this stuff all the time.
Wow.
The man. He is our control board operator, and he wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to consider a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Are you letting your hair grow out?
No. Actually,
you look in the front like you're trying to do that, that hank of hair.
Needs to be trimmed.
Kind of thing. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. There's the trouser mouse coming out right now. Hey, where is he? Can't see him.
Yeah.
How's it going, Dan?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high again.
No. No, I've never heard of it. Neither has he. Rat Boy.
What?
Well, Rat Boy found out I sat next to Charlie Daniels flying in today.
Oh.
And he's all over me wanting me to... I don't even know how to get a hold of Charlie. I just happened to sit next to him in the airplane. He wants me to get in the... The devil went down for what?
Cheese.
The devil went down for cheese. It's something he's worked out that's a fiddle number.
Nah, that's stupid. It's not funny. Don't you be funny.
No, the cheese went down to Georgia. That's fun.
Now, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Think of that.
Stop it. I can't go on if you make me laugh. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Thank you so much. Is this where the applause cuts off abruptly?
No.
Okay, that's a good
slowly stop.
Thank you. And thanks to Jimmy for the letter, snail mail, actual letter, and the request for the joke. I'm going to do that to you today, Jimmy. The joke will be brought to you by Thompson Price, but now let's talk about the good feed stores for a second. A lot of people are in pain, and that's a shame. It'd be great if the world would be a place with no pain, nobody in pain. All kinds of different pain. Some people have headaches they can't get rid of. Some people have, if it's an internal thing, I'm thinking, then you really got a serious deal, some kind of internal pain, like, oh, you know, my spleen hurts all the time. I can't help you with that. But I can, maybe we can help you if it's a neck or back or hip, leg pain, certainly foot pain. Plantar fasciitis, the number one reason people go into the good feed stores. And those other things I just mentioned, hip, leg, knee, back, headaches, could all be from the fact that you have a problem with the way you're walking and standing, and with a slight adjustment that you'll hardly notice. You know how you'll notice it? Hopefully you'll notice it because that pain goes away. You alter the way you walk and your stand with a slight little adjustment that happens when you put the right insert in your shoe. Your shoe. You don't buy new shoes. That's what good feet stores do. And they've done it for thousands and thousands of people. People who went in and they were sick and tired of taking pain medication. They didn't want surgery. They didn't know what to do. They thought they were going to have some kind of therapy for the rest of their lives. No. In a lot of cases, it was a simple arch support. Why don't you see... It'll take you 30, 40 minutes. You don't need an appointment. Why don't you see if maybe this isn't the answer for you? Good Feet, the Good Feet stores. You can go to goodfeetstlouis.com, or you can walk right into one of the three locations. You do not need an appointment. On Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. In South County, on Union Road, across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet stores. Boy, do I have a lot to talk about here. Flying in here this morning, my wife's next to me. My wife was reading yet another one of these women's magazines. How many of these women's magazines do you think are out there?
Oh, there's a million.
300.
Man, there's...
Shape Magazine, Mademoiselle, Glamour, Red Book. I don't even know the name. So
all they have to do is just repeat the same magazine
read
every 3 months.
Read one of them, and it's the same
thing.
Every
3 months, it's the same
story. Here's what
story.
I did on the plane. I said, what is that magazine? Because I looked at the cover. It's More Magazine, M-O-R-E. I said, is this another?
More what?
Thank you. That's what I said. More,
more
what?
More crap?
She said, more ideas, more self-help ideas.
Self-help.
And I said, really? She has, did you ever pick up a stack of these women's magazines? Like 20 magazines weighs
300 pounds. Now, they're just, I don't know what kind of paper they're
using. 90% are ads, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I looked at this magazine, and I jotted down on the plane. Here's what's on the cover of the magazine my wife was reading. Tell me if you haven't heard these topics covered in women magazines, 500 times. Hair secrets for a more beautiful you. Okay, that was on there. Sunglasses you must have. Three ways to energize your life, how to find happiness at any age, and the three words that changed my life. You are fat. 50 ways to, it's the same exact, and finding that right swimsuit for the summer of 2013.
Right.
It's the same stuff. And these women buy multiple magazines, and the stories are the exact same story. And then when you open them up, there are at least three dozen full-page ads, and it's always the full page is a full face of the most beautiful, perfect skin. And here are the words in the ad. Hydration, rejuvenation,
exfoliation,
wrinkle-free, turn back the hands of the claw, blah, 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 blah. Women. Here's something I don't get. Engagement announcements in the paper or online on the Post-Dispatch, you know, STL Today, or in the Ladue News. When you put your kid's picture and the kid's fiance's picture, you ever notice it's really just always rich people? It's never, and the bride and groom plan to not go on a honeymoon, but retreat to their trailer park after the wedding. Yeah, they never see that.
After honeymooning
in Tahiti, he'll be joining the law firm of Schmerlet, Schmerlet, and Ferguson.
Those are
the only people that have wedding announcements are people that are rich. I would be embarrassed to put my kid's wedding announcement in there bragging about, and then it's... it's off to Bombay or whatever. Let's see. What else? There was a story in the news about 3 days ago, and I forgot where it was. I want to say Texas, but I'm not sure. This woman, they finally caught on to what she was doing. She didn't have a car. She lives on welfare, like government subsidy, whatever. And when she needed to go into the city, she called 911 and got an ambulance. Did you see this?
Yes.
And then once she got to the hospital, she felt fine.
She goes, yeah. She just wanted to ride downtown.
She took 100, wow. 100 ambulance rides.
Wow.
At a cost of $475 apiece.
Right. And she said something like, I have Medicare, so it pays for it. But no, the taxpayers have to pick up most of them.
Medicare. That is us.
Yeah.
Medicare. But what are you going to do to her?
Medicaid.
What are you going to do? Yeah. Put her in prison? Nothing. Nothing's going to happen to her. 100 ambulance rides. Use the ambulance for a taxi cab, and we paid for it.
Wow.
All right? These are all just random thoughts, folks. I over the weekend, I had plenty of time to just make some little notes. And here's something I saw on a TV commercial. And you know how I am about these commercials. I love to pick them apart. Tell me if this actually means anything to you when you hear it, because I heard this and I thought, really? Factory authorized savings. Now, is there anybody who hears an ad or sees an ad and there's some prices they like, but wait a minute, I'm not sure if I want to go there. I need to know the factory has authorized these savings. What does that mean? And who cares? Factory authorized savings. Now, here's another one. I was listening to an interview, and I told you that it was a Leon Spinks interview from years ago. And the expression came up, you kicked his ass. Somebody kicking somebody's ass. How did that get started? Because
you never really see anybody kick somebody's ass.
Right.
You don't in put your foot. Right. Yeah, you punch him. If a guy punches a guy in the jaw, they go, he kicked his ass. No, he didn't. He hit him with his fist in his face. He hit his face. Yeah. He didn't kick his ass.
Came from.
I don't know where it came from. We'll never know. All right, I've made a great discovery, and I'm going to share this with all of you. I'm going to blow the lid off of something that forever and ever and ever we have thought we needed. We don't need it anymore. And it's the box spring. What purpose does this serve? It has no cush. It's not springs. It's a box. It's
the springs are in the middle.
No. Box spring is just a box. There's no spring in a box spring. It's just like a box. It doesn't give. You set the mattress on it. I'm telling you, it's unnecessary. My daughter, we just got her, I might say, Ashley Furniture Home Stores, not here, another town, but I still want to say, came from Ashley, a platform bed. It's a bed because she's in this little bitty house. It has baskets under it. You have storage under the bed.
Okay.
Which, think about it, what wasted space under the bed?
Right.
The mattress goes on a flat platform. And it's fine.
Yep.
You don't need a box spring. If you've got a good mattress, you can put a mattress on the floor.
That's what we have, just a mattress
on
like
the
that.
Floor.
Not on the floor, on like a platform bed.
Yeah. I just think a lot of times you might not need box spring, although you don't have a choice if you buy a set of beds.
Right.
You know, the bed is designed to have box springs, so you kind of have to have them. But I just think at some point we could have maybe avoided box springs.
The bed's just a little lower. It seems
exactly.
Like when you're sitting on it.
Unless you buy a built-in platform bed.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. I'm watching television over the weekend out of town, and I'm sure the commercials run here. It's for Super 8. Isn't Super 8 like one notch above Motel 6?
Yes.
And Motel 6
right.
is like the cheapest of the cheap. And then there's, we're going to really go all out. We're going to Super 8.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's what the commercial said. In every room, free Wi-Fi.
What?
Now, hang on a second. I stayed at Caesar's Palace and had to pay for Wi-Fi. How can Super 8 have
really?
Free? How can they have free Wi-Fi? Yet I was at a Marriott two, three weeks ago, and it was $14 a day for Wi-Fi. Now, how does that work? That Super 8 can
do it. How reliable it is, though.
Well, you may have a point there.
Yeah.
It might be real.
It's like dial-up.
Yeah, it might not be real good. But still, it's Wi-Fi, and it's free. AT&T is getting in the security business. I think that's real smart, home security. I think that's very smart. And if I were a security company, I would start advertising like crazy to get as much of the St. Louis area home security business as I could. Because when AT&T decides to really blow this out, they're going to do it big time. One other thing that hit me yesterday was the idea that as a kid, I never heard the word yogurt. You watch TV now, and the yogurt is a big deal. That Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, everything's yogurt. For health. I mean, yeah.
What's that thing she does? That
Boniva?
No. Boniva's Sally Field. That's a bone thing. Jamie Lee, hang on. What the heck? It's Activia.
Yeah, Activia.
Activia. And now they've got a Greek yogurt. I'll bet if you stopped 1,000 people and you said, what is Greek? If you said, what is yogurt? I don't know. What is Greek yogurt? They don't know either.
We walked into a grocery store, and it was Greek yogurt right there. They had a cooler right there
in
the front.
And what does that mean, Greek?
I have no idea.
Yeah, there's a big
What's
brand,
Greek though. About it?
I don't know.
Is it made in
it's
Greece?
It's supposed to be. I don't know.
See, we get sucked into all this stuff. And I never heard of yogurt. Did you ever as a kid hear of yogurt? When did we have to start dealing with yogurt?
I don't know. It seems like I always associated yogurt with dieting when I was a kid. And anytime you heard something about yogurt, it was always about dieting.
I never heard of it.
So I never tried it.
Isn't real yogurt supposed to taste like crap?
Yeah, I think it does.
So when you dig into this stuff with strawberries and bananas, that's not even real yogurt. I don't think it's all jazzed up with stuff you're not supposed to be eating.
Yeah.
Then what's the point of eating the yogurt?
Greek yogurt has double the protein as regular yogurt while cutting the sugar content in half.
Oh, well, then I'm in. Mm. That's
so
for me, man.
Two things dietitians love.
That's for
and
me.
And all the frozen yogurt places out now.
What is a probiotic? That's another thing. What is that? I'm just tired of all these things.
I guess probiotic is like...
I want antibiotic. Well, wait, there is an antibiotic.
Yeah.
You take it if you're getting a cold.
I guess probiotic is you take it...
Is it make
before
you
have something just to keep you from getting sick.
No, wait a minute. Antibiotic...
Antibiotic is when you already have something.
Fights the germs, the disease.
I think probiotic is
helps
you take
the disease.
It before you even have... You're sick.
Are you sure?
I think so.
You don't know. You don't know what you're talking about. George Jones. I didn't get a chance to say anything about George Jones because I was on assignment. Boy, was I mad about that. I called Mike Dorsey and I said, hey, I need to come in Friday and talk about George Jones.
I think it's Mark.
What is it?
Mark Dorsey.
And what he said to me, he said, you'll stay put. He said, that's what you'll do.
Wow.
You'll stay on assignment. That's what he said.
Oh, man.
That's how he talks.
He's mean.
Now, I got the peon's going to bring up what has been named by many people to be the saddest song ever recorded. He Stopped Loving Her Today. And I don't have a lot of time. We'll do some of this tomorrow. But I found some really interesting information, and I found it from an interview that George Jones gave. Play a little of He Stopped. It starts off with him saying, he said, I love you till I die, or something like that. Yeah. I think that's how it starts.
She told him,
no, that's not the beginning.
Forget in time.
Okay, well, that's the second line. You'll forget in time.
As the years went on. As the years went slowly by.
All right, now go to the talking part, because if you advance it a little, he talks about
he
this guy.
Still loved her through it all.
How far in?
1962. It's further down. Even the steel guitar is sad.
And soon.
Here it comes. After the. She came to see him one last time.
Oh, and we all wondered if she would.
Right, you can stop it right there. This speaking part. In 1980, George Jones was approached by a guy named Billy Sherrill. Billy Sherrill was a longtime producer for George Jones. And two guys named Curly Putnam and Bobby Braddock had written this song. And Billy Sherrill comes to George Jones and says, you got to record this song. And George Jones says, he listened to the demo. He said, that's horrible. He said, it's depressing, and I don't want to do it. And Billy Sherrill said, I'm telling you, we got a hit here. And according to George Jones, it took 1 year to record that song. And the reason, I mean session after session after session, because when they got to the speaking part, George Jones, by his own admission, was so drunk that he couldn't even read the speaking part.
Wow.
And he said in the interview, in the 70s into early 80s, anybody who ever saw me sober saw me asleep, because every waking hour I was so drunk that I could sing drunk. And that's the reason he became known as No Show Jones. He wouldn't even show up to concerts. He just passed out drunk. And he said, I was so drunk, I couldn't speak the speaking part of that song. And that song, once he finally got through it and they got it recorded, it took a year to do that one song. Boom. I mean, just through the roof. So there's some other great stories about George. I'll save them for you about George Jones. A Marine. A lot of people may not have known that. He was in the Marines. And at 11, he had a drunken dad who was just a horrible guy. And he'd wake him up. His dad would wake him up in the middle of the night and say, Georgie, sing to me. He'd make him sing to him because he thought the kid had a good voice. At 11, and he says at 11, he went out and he, I don't know if it was a street corner, but somewhere in public, and in 2 hours, he made $24. Now, you got to understand something. George Jones, when he was a kid, this is a long time ago, that's like making $500. And he said, it hit me that I made $24 in 2 hours. He said, I couldn't get to a store fast enough to blow all of it on toys, bicycle, whatever. And he said, that started my pattern of I make money and I have to go blow it all and lose it all. And he'd been bankrupt. And he said, I'm one of the luckiest guys that ever lived. I just never knew what to do with my good luck. He always turned it into something horrible. It's a great story. It's a country song life that George Jones had. Get the ladies in. Ladies, get in here, please.
Joke sponsor.
Ooh, I'm a joke sponsor. Nice. You're right. I didn't forget about it either. It's Thompson Price is our joke sponsor. And Jimmy, the joke is for you because you took the time to write me this long handwritten letter about you becoming a Nielsen participant, even though you don't own a television, which I think is kind of funny. That says everything you need to know about the rating system. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. If you don't have, do you have a TV in your kitchen? Or you have a TV in your bathroom?
No.
Dan, kitchen, bath? No TV in a kitchen?
No.
I can't even
You can see the TV from the kitchen, though.
Well, we have a TV in the kitchen. Otherwise, there'd be nothing for my wife to do in there.
Yeah.
Right.
She'd just go stand in the kitchen and go, now what?
What do I do with the stove?
Yeah, we'll just watch TV. And we have a little TV in the bathroom. Now, they're kind of built in, but not the way you can really have them built in if you want to really do it right. And back when Thompson Price did our kitchen, there were no flat screens. So there was a piece of the shelving, the cabinetry that the TV would sit in. Well, we've put a little flat screen in there now. But you can have the kitchen integrated and built into the mirror in the bathroom. You can be shaving, looking at your face, and watching the Today Show all at the same time. Wow. It's unbelievable. Oh. We did put a heated floor in the bathroom they did for us, and that was one of the best things we ever did. I think it was $1,500 to heat the whole tile floor, and it works. You step on that tile, I don't care if it's -5 outside, and the floor would normally be cold. It's nice and toasty and warm. Thompson Price, they know what they're doing. They'll put a spectacular kitchen, bathroom, or the cabinetry for a home entertainment room together for you, and you'll look at it for years and years and years and go, man, were we smart to go with Thompson Price. Don't confuse them with anybody else. Any name that may sound similar or no, there's only one, Thompson Price, thompsonprice.com. All right, Jimmy, it's for you. It's the great Hall of Fame What's What joke. Now, you got to understand, this is a small little town. Everybody knows everybody. And little Jimmy has gotten himself a job at the hardware store. He works for Mr. Mullins Hardware. And all the businessmen in town have kind of a running little game, the joke they play with any of the kids that get jobs. And that's, they make up this thing called What's What. Well, there's no such thing as What's What, but the kids don't know that. And all the merchants are in on this. And so Mr. Mullins says, Jimmy, he says, we're out of What's What. And I need $2 worth of What's What. Will you run down to Higgins Grocery and ask old man Higgins to sell you $2 worth of What's What? Well, Jimmy doesn't want to look stupid. He wants to keep his job. So he says, yes, sir, Mr. Mullins, I'll do it. And he runs down to Higgins Grocery and says, Mr. Higgins, my name is Jimmy Gilmore, and I work for Mr. Mullins at the hardware store. He says, oh, yeah, how's Mull doing? He said, he's doing great, but, sir, he's out of What's What. And he says, I need to get $2 worth of What's What from you. And Mr. Higgins says, oh, Jimmy, he says, I wish you'd have come in an hour ago. I just got rid of the last What's What that I had. I don't have any What's What. Jimmy says, oh, man. He's counting on me to get some What's What. He said, you know what you do? Go see Mr. McGee at the library. He's the head librarian. I know the library usually has plenty of What's What. Tell him you want $2 worth. So he runs to the library, and he goes up to Mr. McGee and introduces himself. And he said, my boss needs some What's What. And he said, Jimmy, we actually let people check out What's What. And I just had somebody check out the last of the What's What. I don't have any What's What. Well, he goes from store to store to store, and of course, little Jimmy, he doesn't know he's being played with, but he keeps trying to get $2 worth of What's What, and finally he gives up on the stores, and he goes a couple of blocks on down the street where the neighborhoods start. You know, I'll just go to somebody's house, and if somebody's got some What's What, I'll buy $2 worth. And the first door he knocks on, a woman opens the door, and she's just out of the shower. And she's got, you know how women can wrap that towel across the top of their boobs and that hot look and that. And in her haste to run to the door, she doesn't wrap that towel quite right. And it drops to the floor. And here's this gorgeous naked woman and little Jimmy standing in front of her. And he stares at her private area. And he said, what is that? She said, what's what? He said, I'll take $2 worth.
All right, we're going to get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it's really kind of a mess out there. We've got westbound 70. You've got stop-and-go traffic from 270 to the Blanchette. But because of that earlier accident at Bryan Road, that's been cleared. But you're slow from 370 out through Bryan. On westbound 64, the usual slowdown hampered through McCausland, 270 through Mason. But boy, it's stop and go from Clarkson up to the Boone Bridge. It's heavy again as you approach 94 to just west of K. Southbound 270, same thing. Stop and go midway between Page and Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, that's running heavy McDonald through New Florissant. And then on southbound Hanley slash Laclede Station, a little south of Manchester, that first set of stoplights are at Red Flash. That has southbound Hanley really jammed back from Clayton Road in Clayton all the way down south of Manchester. And this traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola. This Cinco de Mayo, bring home the fiesta and enjoy ice-cold Coca-Cola with Mission Tortilla Chips and new and improved Mission Super Soft Tortillas. With from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. It's a masculinity crisis. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, the makers of Test X180 are launching the Man Up America event. Test X180 is literally explosive manpower in a bottle. And right now, we want to send every man in America a free bottle. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-395-8776. All natural Test X180 raises levels of free testosterone in your body, helping to improve your endurance during workouts and promote serious muscle growth and explosive sexual desire. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. But hurry, the Man Up America event won't last forever. So do yourself a favor, do America a favor, by calling now for your free bottle of Test X180. Call 1-800-395-8776. That's 1-800-395-8776.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. Dave, we're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-254-0512, for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-254-0512. 800-254-0512.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, root stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
You probably noticed that mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced yet, you need to call Essex Residential Mortgage at 314-722-2334. Maybe you have little or no equity in your home. Did you know there is a program just for you? Now you can take advantage of these historic low mortgage rates. Listen carefully. If you closed on your home prior to June 2009, you need to call Essex Residential Mortgage today and start saving money immediately on your mortgage. call 314-722-2334. That's 314-722-2334. Remember, no equity, no problem. Government programs have already assisted over 2 million homeowners. How about you? Call Essex Residential Mortgage at 314-722-2334. That's 314-722-2334.
For all this and more, tune in Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for our Real Estate Radio on the Big 550 KTRS.
NMLS number 859811. Equal housing lender.
If you've settled a lawsuit, waiting for those tiny settlement checks every month is like a slow form of torture. A little bit of money comes dribbling in, but it's not nearly enough to cover your bills. So the pain of being in debt just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now you can end the wait by getting the cash you need in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. 1-800-900-9954.
I was not a happy person. I felt anxious and worried all the time about everything. I was snapping at my husband and kids. I was just miserable. Finally, I said, enough is enough. And I called to try a sample of Lumaday. And now, I am so happy that I did.
If you worry too much, feel anxious or exhausted, Lumaday can help you feel more relaxed, confident, and positive. Enjoy a complimentary two-week sample now by calling 1-800-700-3515. Lumaday is an all-natural supplement, uniquely formulated with ingredients clinically proven to promote a more positive mood. Lumaday has helped thousands of people feel more relaxed and enjoy happier days, and it's now the number one selling mood enhancement supplement at GNC. So if you're ready to feel more relaxed, confident, and positive, call now for your complimentary sample. Lumaday is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling now, 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515.
With science advancing them and nature inspiring them, the expert nutritionists at Purina One formulated new Purina One True Instinct dog food. It's a food inspired by a dog's natural instinct to choose nutrient-dense foods in nature. Made with high protein from food sources including real turkey and real venison, it's a 100% complete and balanced meal that satisfies your active adult dog's true instinct with hearty textures he naturally craves. See more of the true instinct story at purina1.com/instinct.
The Jumbo Jack is one of Jack's classic burgers, and for a limited time, you can get two Jumbo Jack burgers with cheese for just $4 plus tax at a participating St. Louis area restaurant.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine.
When are you going to let me get sober? Time to go to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. ThompsonPrice.com. Start there. Or pop in the showroom on DePere, about a half mile east of 270 next to McAllister's Deli in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. Here is, courtesy of Thompson Price, Mike Evans. On a short leash today, apologize.
Well, what's the problem? What happened?
Well, we just got to talk. We had a lot to talk about today. Had some interesting stories today. I was on a plane this morning, sat next to Charlie Daniels.
Ooh.
Had some good stories.
You didn't harass him, did you?
No, he harassed me. He kept going, Frank Opinion, Frank Opinion. Oh.
Are you really Frank Opinion?
Yeah, you've been through it.
Sure.
Yeah, you know what it's like.
Pockwitz question, what is the longest continuous sporting event held in America? Westminster Dog Show, America's Cup Sailing Regatta, or the Kentucky Derby? Answer in a minute. Movie review, opening Thursday, Iron Man 3, better than the last one, as good as the first one, Robert Downey Jr. and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, no, I don't get, I did not get to see that. I
have never looked better. Love the newest villain, Ben Kingsley. He got a lot of tricks up his sleeve from being able to alter DNA, to taking over everybody's television to warn them the big one's coming. The airman's a little tired, a little panic struck, gets panic attacks, sleepless nights because he talks about how he's all tired and worn out from the adventures from the Avengers. But he does rise to the occasion when he has to in this movie, with great effects, great script, great acting. Iron Man 3, I liked it as much as the other two, even more. PG-13, 130 minutes, 4 stars.
Wow.
TV news, just what we need. NBC just greenlighted a new show called The Winner Is. It's a singing competition.
Oh, that's different.
Huh? Yeah. How about that?
That's a good idea.
Most watched show in the history of Game Show Network is American Bible Challenge.
What?
American Bible Challenge.
Wow.
Number one watch show on the Game Show Network.
Did you see this new show that's coming out where they're going to supposedly release everybody's salary at a job and all the infighting that's going to go on
with that? That's going to be great.
That'll be great. X Factor is currently doing auditions coast to coast, including St. Louis and Missouri. If you're interested, any of our listeners, go to www.xfactorusa.com.
You know that I don't even know what that show is.
Kim Kardashian booed everywhere she went in Greece this past weekend.
Good.
Ashton Kutcher got in a fight with security guard at the Stagecoach concert Saturday. I happened to go over to the Stagecoach. I got to tell you, those security guards that work that thing place—they're drunk. I'm sure that they're the ones that are the problem, not Ashton Kutcher. Lindsay Lohan must surrender to rehab or to jail on Thursday. The end of the line has finally come up. She will have to turn herself into a rehab for 90 days or to jail. So there you go. There is something seriously wrong with Amanda Bynes. Friends say that she has some kind of mental disorder. Brad Pitt and his sons are destroying the beaches in front of and nearby his Santa Barbara beachfront home with four-wheelers digging up the sand. Neighbors are trying to get a criminal complaint filed against
him. That doesn't sound like the Pit Boys, I know.
No,
not at all.
Thanks, Hebe.
And fine. it's just so sad.
Yeah. Just keep it moving. Don't dwell on it.
What is the longest continuous sporting event held in America? Westminster Dog Show, America's Cup, Sailing Regatta, or the Derby?
I'm going to go America's Cup.
Kentucky Derby.
Whew, it's a tough one. America's Cup.
The answer is the Kentucky Derby.
Told you.
100 years, Mike Evans.
Got it.
You got it?
I did. Wait.
You didn't.
I think we all
said the Cup.
I think we all. Your hearing must be bad. Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home. Want to thank all of you over the years, over the last 21 years, who, when you were deciding where to go to get a loan on the equity in your house or to get a mortgage, you went to American Equity Mortgage. Thank you. And thank you for continuing to do that and for telling them your AM and the PM. The mortgage business, there are too many people in it, just like there are too many radio stations. There are. Too many. We don't need this many radios. Let's start with taking this one off the air.
All right.
Yeah. There are too many. There are too many mortgage companies. It's confusing, and they all sound the same. All right. A lot of them sound like American Equity because they're trying to be American Equity Mortgage. Good luck with that. American Equity Mortgage will show you, if you're a homeowner, how to take advantage of that equity and borrow smart money. And if you're not and you want to become a homeowner, they'll help you get in a home. Pretty simple. AmericanEquity.com or this number that we don't want you to confuse with any others that are sort of alike or sort of like this one. 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage.
It's been a busy afternoon traffic-wise. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on the problem spots.
And it still is, Dan. We've got on eastbound 64 near Timberlake Manor, a little east of Timberlake Manor. You've got an accident. Only the right shoulder was getting through, and traffic is backed up approaching Clarkson. Now on westbound 70, you've still got that stop-and-go traffic from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. It's heavy from 370 out through 79, T.R. Hughes, and that was all due to an earlier accident. That was at Bryan Road, which has been cleared. Look for southbound 270 to be stop and go south of Olive now down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown looks like everything is pretty well thinned out on eastbound 64 to the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over the bridge, though, you're slow 5570. From about 4th Street to Highway 64, and then on eastbound 270, you're slowing east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola. This Cinco de Mayo, bring home the fiesta and enjoy ice-cold Coca-Cola with Mission Tortilla Chips and new and improved Mission Super Soft Tortillas. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bosch Appliances are ranked highest in customer satisfaction with dishwashers by J.D. Power & Associates. Find great deals on ultra-quiet Bosch dishwashers at your local Bosch dealer.
Wow, time flies when you're having fun. Let's do this again tomorrow. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear. All
right, Dan.
Bye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.